This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Okay, this is a censorship bombshell. In an email to Natural News, Twitter now confirms that natural health information is hate speech. Yes, this is not an exaggeration. Twitter is now telling us that natural health information is hate speech. And this came out since we were banned by Twitter a couple of weeks ago. You know, the channel called Health Ranger, at Health Ranger, just banned for no reason. And if you go look at Health Ranger content, by the way, it's all natural health. You know, even though I talk about politics and things outside of Twitter, we use Twitter only to promote natural health or, you know, disease prevention information, or talk about the dangers of pharmaceuticals, how to live a healthy, happy life with nutrition and superfoods, and raw foods and organic foods, all those things. You just look at the channel yourself. You can see all that. And they banned us. And so, of course, we asked Twitter, why are we being banned? And their reply is just stunning. They are saying essentially that natural health information is now hate speech. So think about this escalation of the war on free speech. You know, at first it was just, well, you know, white supremacist groups are hate speech and they're going to ban them. And then it became, well, anybody who doesn't like immigration is engaged in hate speech, right? And then after that, it was like, well, Christians, any biblical stuff or Christian stuff is hate speech because Christians hate gays or something. This was the thinking. This was the explanation. Now it's natural health information is hate speech. So if you teach people how to not get cancer, that's hate speech. If you want to protect life, that is hate speech. And if you don't believe me, just tweet out something that says abortion is wrong, that it's wrong to murder infant children after they're born. You know, infanticide is wrong. Murder is wrong. You will get banned. I mean, if you have a large enough channel. I mean, I had hundreds of thousands of followers, I think. I kind of lost track of how many we had because we've been shadow banned, you know, for such a long time anyway, that they had our distribution down to basically zero. So it's not like their ban is surprising, but it's an outright ban, and it means they're coming for you too. This is crucial for everybody to know. Everybody in the natural health industry, everybody who wants to help people live healthier, happier lives. Twitter is a front for Big Pharma. You get it? Just like Google has been working in collusion with Big Pharma for many, many years, banning ads of natural supplements, for example, banning offshore pharmacies that could offer the same exact medications for 1/10 the price. Those were banned, you know, 5-6 years ago because Google is working in collusion. It's a massive racketeering conspiracy with Big Pharma and the pharmaceutical retailers. This is why I've said Google should be criminally prosecuted for racketeering. This is RICO Act type of behavior. And Twitter is the same thing. Jack Dorsey is a Big Pharma shill. Not only is he the internet's biggest bigot and a speech supremacist and a techno-fascist, Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, is a Big Pharma shill. Why should we be surprised? Of course he's a Big Pharma shill. Just like Google, just like Zuckerberg at Facebook, just like YouTube, just like Pinterest. Pinterest banned all content on vaccines. I mean, and anti-vaccines. Now, you can say pro-vaccine stuff on there, but you can't question the safety of vaccines. You can't talk about how vaccines are dangerous to children. You're banned on Pinterest. You're just cut off. It's incredible. So, you know, a lot of people who were in the natural health industry thought that the censorship was only going to be applied to political speech. This is really important to understand. And I've talked to people, other leaders in the natural health industry, and some of them, for many years, they've said, "Well, we're not gonna do what Natural News did. We're not gonna talk about freedom and liberty and you know, saving the world from tyranny. We're just gonna promote our you know, quercetin or CoQ10 or whatever. We're just going to talk about our whatever supplement, you know, our vitamin C. And we will never be banned. Well, guess what? You're going to get banned. Because now just talking about health is hate speech. Do you see why we have to push back against these people? Against these tech giants? You got to push back. I mean, they need to be arrested. They are engaged in a massive racketeering criminal conspiracy. They are depriving hundreds of millions of Americans of their basic human right to access information that can enhance or protect their health. It's like access to water is a basic human right. And when these corporations like Nestle go in and buy up the water in a town or a city anywhere in the world, and then they try to charge the local residents for access to water, that's a violation of human rights. You got a corporation now enslaving the population, and with a monopoly, they can charge anything they want. Well, what Nestle is doing to the water supply, Twitter is doing to the knowledge supply. Twitter is banning speech, any kind of speech they don't like, and destroying human knowledge. Knowledge that people need to be healthy. Knowledge that people need to have healthy babies. Knowledge about, you know, prenatal nutrition. Things, how to avoid chemical exposure and the toxic pesticides and herbicides and plasticizer chemicals and hormone disruptors and all these things that are in the food that cause birth defects. We just published an article recently that taking Tylenol during pregnancy causes children to have autism. I mean, people need to know this information. It's a basic human right. But Twitter is opposed to human rights. Twitter and Jack Dorsey is a shill for Big Pharma. All they want you to have access to is drugs, 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 and vaccines, vaccines, vaccines. If you don't promote drugs and vaccines and chemotherapy and radiation and fluoride in the water and GMOs, you're going to be banned too. Do you get it? So many people out there thought, well, we're going to be safe from censorship. They won't touch us. We're just talking about healthy living. Nope. They're coming for you too. They're coming for you too. And if you've wondered why I've been fighting so aggressively this entire time, this is why, because I knew this was coming. I warned you about this years ago. I warned you, this is coming. They're going to ban everything that isn't the establishment, the medical establishment. They're going to, and by the way, if you want to know now, since here I am correct about this prediction, you want to know what's my next prediction, it's very simple. The next goal is to criminalize all these forms of speech about natural health and nutritional supplements and nutrition science and anti-cancer foods and all these things and homeopathy. Just talking about homeopathy will soon get you arrested in the United States of America. Don't believe me? That shit's coming. I told you about this was coming years ago. It's here it is. We're already being deplatformed. Next, they're going to throw you in prison. You think that's not coming? Hey, in the UK, they arrested a woman for, quote, misgendering someone, for calling a man a man. She was arrested by police because the free speech, the crackdown is even worse in the UK than it is in the US, and it's coming to the US. They're going to criminalize talking about anti-cancer foods. Trust me on that point. They're going to criminalize talking about how to cure type 2 diabetes. They're going to criminalize anyone who talks about the benefits of vitamin C. You will be imprisoned if we don't push back now and fight back against this and stop these tech giants right now. I'm telling you, that's what's coming. You better listen up. You better take action. This is happening. This shit's real. The establishment will not be happy until they have every American on 15 prescription drugs, dying from cancer, their veins being dripped with a chemotherapy drug, causing kidney damage and brain damage and heart damage, with every last child inoculated with, you know, 100 vaccines. This is the vision for America, and every tech giant enforces only. Like, you can only talk about pro-pharma speech. You can never say anything critical of Big Pharma. Just like right now, you can't say anything critical of vaccines. This is what's coming. This is a dystopian, highly destructive, pure evil, demonic internet and tech system and healthcare system. You can't even call it healthcare. It's sick care. The whole thing's sick. I mean, it'll get to the point where even talking about growing your own medicine will be illegal. They'll be arresting gardeners, okay? This is what's coming. And if you don't believe me, just ask yourself, 5 years ago, you didn't believe probably that they were going to ban the Health Ranger account for talking about nutrition, did you? Well, they did. And they told us that health information is hate speech. That is the new standard of the tech giants. It's here. So trust me when I say that what's coming next is going to be even more insane, because they can't have humanity be free. They can't allow people to not need doctors and not need pharmaceuticals and not need vaccines and not want to drink fluoride and eat GMOs and poison themselves to death. They can't allow humanity to be free. So they're censoring all the important voices like our voice that teaches people how to be free, how to be healthy, how to protect your brain, how to have healthy babies, how to avoid prescription drugs and toxic pharmaceuticals and toxic chemotherapy and all of that. This is real. This is happening. Get informed. Get active. Start calling and mailing your senators and members of Congress. Demand that they go after these tech giants for the censorship of health information. It's unreal that this is happening now. And read my website, naturalnews.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Share this everywhere. You can hear more of my podcasts at brighteon.com. That's brighteon, E-O-N.com. Thank you for listening. Most of the vitamin C available on the market today is made from genetically modified corn. If you want non-GMO vitamin C, get it from the Health Ranger store. We are certified non-GMO, lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and a lot more. Check out our non-GMO vitamin C at healthrangerstore.com.